Hey, you doing anything tonight? Studying. Okay, good. Then you're free to go out with me tonight, then. What? No, you do not need to study more. Yes, finals are coming up, but no, you've been studying for hours now, okay? Surely you should be feeling tired by now, right? I mean, this would be the perfect time for a break. Mm-mm. No, I'm having none of it. All right? You're coming with me. Come on, we need to find you something to wear. You're not gonna find you a girl dressed like that. What? Yes, that's why we're going out. No, come on. No, you've complained to me about feeling lonely lately. And honestly, who could blame you, right? I mean, you stay in your room all damn day and I mean, okay, I'm just saying that this would be a great opportunity for you to just go out and meet some new people, you know? I mean, you're not gonna find a date if you just stay holed up in your room all the time. No, look, okay? I know things with us just kind of went south, but that doesn't mean that you're never gonna find someone else. Seriously. Someone like you should have an easy time of it, okay? Now, come on, we gotta go get you dressed up at least a little. Let's go see what you have to wear. Seriously? How do you only have one polo, huh? I guess it'll have to do. And maybe some nice jeans? Yeah, here, take these. And yeah, that should be good. Yeah, you'll actually look presentable. After you comb your hair. Fine. I'll concede that you do look pretty cute with that whole fluffed up look. So I guess we can let it slide, okay? Anyway, go on. Go get changed, and I will too. All right? Well. Ooh, look at you. Oh, you look so damn handsome. You know, I don't think the girls will be able to keep their hands off you tonight. Oh, shush. No, I mean it. You do look really nice. Now, let's get going, shall we? Yes, of course I believe in you. Honestly, you're quite charming when you want to be. An absolutely amazing guy. No. I'm not going to let you tear at yourself anymore, okay? You can be such a downer sometimes. You gotta be a little nicer to yourself. What? Oh, God, you're not going there, are you? I know you are not seriously trying to have that conversation again. Is it so hard to believe that I could just actually want the best for you? Even though we broke up, that I'm still your friend and I care so fucking much about you? Wow. That's kind of shitty to hear. Do I really have to do this song and dance again for you to believe me? I really, really would rather drop it and you just put an ounce of faith into me, 'cause every time I have to do this, it hurts as much as the first time, okay? Fine, okay? I guess we're gonna have to talk about this again. Again. Look, I still feel guilty breaking up with you, okay? Because you still think it's your fault. You think it's because you're not desirable. Oh, God, I remember a time when you were confident, suave even, and now you're not. You hole yourself in your room. Granted, I mean, you were never that outgoing, but. But any amount that you were just disappeared. You just stopped trying. And every time that you attack yourself, saying things like, I'm not worth it, or why would anyone want to date me, or anything just like that, I'm reminded of what happened after we broke up, okay? And I had to constantly reassure you that it wasn't your fault. I had to be the one to heal your broken heart, while pretending that mine wasn't broken too. We make a great pair. You know that? We make great friends. And that's exactly why it's so hard to listen to you just berate yourself. Because I still love you. Just not in the way that you want. Look, you are such an amazing guy. So kind, thoughtful, and most definitely lovable. And I know you know that. You just sometimes need to hear it from somebody else, you know? And I'm more than happy to tell you how amazing I think you are, but the way you go about it, how you attack yourself just to try to get me to negate it, honestly, I'm so sick of it. Okay, if you need a confidence boost, just ask for it, okay? Because I'm done feeling that heartbreak just over and over and again, okay? I'm done playing that game. Okay? Okay. Well, now that I've spilt my guts to you another time, are you feeling a bit better? No, I know you're nervous, and that's completely understandable, but you got me here to support you, okay? If anything goes wrong, or you get rejected, or just need someone to kick you in the ass to get you going, I'll be there, okay? Also, it's a bar. Just get some liquid courage in you, and I'm sure you'll feel better. Okay, we're here. Now, it'll probably be a little loud at first, but I'm gonna be right next to you, so don't you worry, all right? Where should we sit? Ooh, there's a spot right here at the bar for the two of us. Now, let's get you something to drink, all right? Really? You're ordering shots of shitty-ass vodka? If I had known you were going to do that, I would have offered to pay for something at least a little nicer. But, all right, go ahead. Enjoy your acetone. Yeah, it wasn't the brightest idea, was it? No chaser, even. You're a fucking maniac, you know that? Well, are you at least feeling a little bit calmer? Ah, it's fine. Just give it a few minutes. It'll hit you. But now, in the meantime, you seen anyone that strikes your fancy? Well, what about that brunette over there? I mean, she's not talking to anyone right now. How about you go over to her and say hi? What? Yes, this is how it works. It's not all nice and easy where people just come up to you. As much as I wish it was that way, but if you find someone, then you just gotta put in the work. Look, if you really don't want to go up to anyone, I'm not gonna make you. If you really just want to have a night out with just the two of us, I'm okay with that too. But I have kind of set up a situation for you where, you know, you could be a little talkative and meet new people without much risk of failure. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they can reject you, but, I mean, that's always on the board, you downer. Jeez. But even if it does happen, I mean, I'm here to tell you that she was probably a bitch and didn't deserve you anyway. Now, go on, go chat her up. What are you supposed to say? Oh, really? Come on, do you have no skill at all? Okay, try this. Hi, my friend pointed you out to me, and I thought you were pretty cute. Could I maybe buy you a drink? Okay, you got that? All right. Now go take that line and go give it to her and see what happens. What are you supposed to say after that? Oh, jeez. Let's see. Ooh, tell her about the yogurt story. That one always makes me laugh. Now, what are you waiting for? Someone's gonna go over and talk to her before you get there. Go on, go. You got this. Okay, let's see. Things are looking all right. Uh-huh, introductions. Ah, she's smiling. That's good. That's it. Sit down. Yes. Aw. She looks like she's interested. Come tell her the story. Go on. Oh, and she's laughing. That's a great sign. Yes, you can do this. Oh, shit. He's pulling out his phone. That's an even better sign. Nice. You got her fucking number. Fuck yeah. Let's fucking... he's coming back over? Oh, hey, Tiger, you. How'd things go? Well, I mean, from over here, it seemed like things were going pretty good. Oh, she's with a friend right now. I see. I was kind of wondering why things got cut so short all of a sudden. It looked like things were going really well. But, I mean, look at you. You did it. You walked up to a really cute girl and got her number. I mean, I told you, you're an amazing guy, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm really fucking proud of you. Honestly, you put your heart out there and you succeeded. You know what? Go on and pick something you want. We gotta celebrate this, all right? Yeah. Cheers, dude.